Today's words are inspiration and inerrancy. Inspiration, from the Latin inspirare, breathe into, infuse. In the ecclesiastical sense, inspiration is, in general, an influence or motion of God in the soul, and more strictly, in the will. But the theologians usually indicate by this term a charismatic impulse that moves men to communicate to others what God wishes them to communicate. When the communication is oral, we have prophetic inspiration. When it is written, hagiographic or biblical inspiration. St. Paul, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, affirms that, quote, all the scripture is inspired by God, unquote. And St. Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, points out the nature of such inspiration. Quote, the holy men of God spoke, inspired by the Holy Ghost, unquote. Leo XIII, in his great encyclical on biblical studies, Providentissimus Deus, defined inspiration, quote, a supernatural action through means of which God excited and moved the sacred writers to write, and assisted them in writing, in such a way that they would conceive rightly in their thought, they would want to write faithfully, and they would express appropriately and with infallible truth all that he wanted them to express, unquote. According to the constant and explicit declaration of the sources of revelation, God is the author of the Holy Scriptures. He is not, however, the only and direct author, as if he had produced the holy books as they are, but he is the principal author, on whom goes back all the responsibility for the books. However, for their compilation and editing, God used men, who are the secondary and instrumental authors. But since man is not a blind, but a conscious and free instrument, he puts in his own proper action, which is manifested in the external form of the writing of the book. In this way, we speak of the style of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Matthew, Paul, etc. The inspirative action of God in man includes a. an enlightening of the mind by which the sacred author perceives correctly what he is to write and judges infallibly its truth or falsity, b. a movement of the will by which God influences the hagiographer to decide to write what he has conceived and judged, c. assistance of the executive faculties, in order that, in the choice of words and expressions, the hagiographers be protected against errors or deviations that could compromise the manifestation of the divine thought. It should be noted that God's action on the hagiographer's mind is not a revelation proper, because the hagiographer can have information of his own, deriving, for example, from direct participation in the events he narrates, or acquired in advance through divine intervention. Revelation, however, is necessary when man must communicate for God truths of the supernatural order, of which the knowledge surpasses his human intellectual possibilities. God's inspirative influence is not necessarily perceived by the inspired author, since God acts in rational creatures without doing any violence to their nature. The Solemn Church Magisterium in the Councils of Florence, Trent, and Vatican has defined the inspiration of the Bible as a dogma of faith. Inerrancy. Inerrancy is the immunity from all possibility of error and from all error de facto, which belongs to the Holy Scriptures by virtue of their divine inspiration. St. John affirms, quote, the Scripture cannot be broken, unquote, John 10:35. And Christian antiquity, despite its various exegetical tendencies, has always unanimously maintained the inerrancy of the sacred texts. Leo XIII, in his encyclical Providentissimus Deus, affirmed, quote, so true is it that no error may lurk under inspiration, that inspiration not only excludes every error, but it is necessary that it exclude and repel every error, as it is necessary that God, the supreme truth, be not the author of any error. Unquote. Inerrancy of the Holy Scripture is a dogma of faith.